Here's a bit more of Jackie Lambie's video.
Our children and grandchildren won't be able to eat dirt, Barnaby. So it's time to stop licking the dirt off the Liberals' boots.
What do you think of Jackie Lambie's attack on Barnaby Joyce? Text us on 0418 226 576 or send us a tweet at RN Drive. You can also comment on our Facebook page. Jackie Lambie is our guest tonight. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks very much for having me on.
It's a bit harsh, don't you think, your videos?
I don't think so. I don't think the Nationals have a lot of explaining to do when it comes out to what they've done to the people of the bush and how they've sold them out for their own political careers. For a couple of them to be ministers and one to be the deputy prime minister, and what they've done is they've just pushed the bush to the side. And I think they're going to pay for this in the next election big time.
Well, certainly, and that's the point of elections, that voters get to make a choice again. But Barnaby Joyce has actually been the one speaking out against this mine. So why attack him?
Because I need to put the pressure on Barnaby to put the pressure on the PM. And if Barnaby had half the integrity he's making out that he has, then he would resign from that position. That's what he'd be doing, and really putting the pressure on the PM.
But don't you have more influence if you're actually in the cabinet room making the arguments, agitating? Isn't that where you want him?
Obviously not, because that's why they're about to put a coal mine on prime agricultural land in Australia. Who would do that? So obviously Barnaby right now where he is has no influence. No influence whatsoever. Either that or the PM has absolutely no respect for him and the National Party. So somebody needs to get it sorted out. Either way, I do not want to see that coal mine on. Once you do something like this of putting a coal mine on prime agricultural land in Australia, God forbid it opens the gates.
Okay, but
you're
a Tasmanian senator. This is a coal mine in New South Wales. Why the interest in what's happening in New South Wales?
Because, first of all, if it can happen in New South Wales, and like I said, if you open those floodgates, here it comes, and if they even consider doing anything like that in Tasmania, they're going to have bite like hell on their hand. And once again, nobody's out there speaking up for the farmers and the people of the bush. So I've got no other choice but to step in and do the job of the Nationals, which is shameful of the Nationals.
It looks to me like you're seeing this as an opportunity to sort of get into the political space because you see a weakness in front of you. It's been running hot in the news. Is this just political opportunism?
No, what it is I'm, if we're not making it, mining it, growing it, showing it here in Australia, then we're not going anywhere. And that prime agricultural land is significant to our food security in the future. That's what I see. Somebody needs to be standing up. So since nobody else is doing that, then I will come in and I will do that and be a voice for those people.
On RN Drive, my guest is Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie. What do you make of her criticisms of Barnaby Joyce? Do you think he should resign, or is it better that he stays in Cabinet? 0418 226 576. Why do you feel the need to put out a YouTube video? Aren't you getting enough coverage in the mainstream media?
You know, I'm using social media to get the message out rather than using the mainstream. Some are trying to starve me of the publicity so I can get my point across.
Who's trying to starve you of publicity?
Well, you know, they could be running all this. The media could actually be really getting behind this and saying that this is not good for our food security and all the rest, and they seem to be becoming a lame duck themselves. So, like I said, somebody has to stand out. Then if that means I've got to use social media to get my point across, then that's what I'm going to do. I'll just bypass the mainstream media.
Yeah, have you been trying to get your voice in the mainstream media you've been stopped in some way?
I think so, but the mainstream media seem to pick it up better when I'm using social media, so that seems to be the way to go at this point in time. Whether I have to change tactics as we're going along, well, then we'll take that as I'm going along.
Is there anyone in particular in the mainstream media you're having problems with?
Look, I won't mention any names. I'm pretty sure that they know who they are. But
I'm intrigued. You know, what city? What is it? A paper? Is it a radio station? Is it a television station?
Well, small mainstream newspapers more than anything else, I think. And I just think that they could be concentrating on bigger issues that are going around the country. And I just don't believe they're doing that. So I'll use my means and my methods, and I'll just go around them.
You'll just go around them. So did you find, have you got lots of hits on your video? Are you doing well?
Yeah, I think there's about 7,500 to 8,000 hits on the YouTube itself in 24 hours, and I think it's about 50,000 hits on the Facebook where they've seen the first three or four lines. We'll keep doing that, but also the media's now picking up off that.
Well, so, the media was already running the issue of the coal mine. I'm getting from this that it's you getting involved in this discussion is what you were looking for.
Look, this discussion is going to go on for quite some time, so I need everybody to stay on the PM's tail here and let him know that this is not on using our prime agricultural land is for coal mining or for anything else apart from using it for agriculture is not on. This is a massive, this is food, this is about our national food security, this is what it comes down to, and this is about our future. And if we don't put our foot down now and stop this, like I said, it's just going to open the floodgates.
Do you oppose all coal mining?
No, I don't, but I certainly do when it's on prime agricultural land. I oppose any mining that's on prime agricultural land. Okay, that is there for our food source, and that's how I want it left.
So what is an appropriate site for coal mining?
Well, there's land out there that we don't use and we can't grow agriculture on. There's plenty of it around Australia, so I don't have a problem with that. And as long as it's environmentally correct, well, like everybody else, I don't mind.
Here's some words of praise from Liberal Party power broker Michael Kroger speaking on Sky last night. Let's take a listen.
Lambie could arguably win a minimum of two and possibly three seats in the Senate on current polling down there. She can poll around 20, 22, 24% of the vote. So you have a double dissolution. Who knows what's going to happen in the Senate? But that would be an unintended consequence that the government may not like, because she's built a very formidable following down there. Despite what we might think, she's done an excellent job of cultivating that electorate.
That was Michael Kroger, a Liberal power broker, on why the government should go for an early election in the wake of Bill Shorten's performance in the Trade Union Royal Commission. He says you could win two seats or 22 or 24% of the vote. Are you polling there? Is this a reflection of what you're also experiencing?
Well, I don't take political donations, so I don't have the money to go out and do polling. So I'll thank whoever's doing that polling very much for allowing me to see those figures or hear those figures. I'm very grateful for that. You know what, I've been out there working hard and my staff work incredibly hard. I'm bouncing on everything I possibly can that I believe is the right thing to do for the future of the country. And if I'm picking up voters for that, well, then that's just because I'm doing my job and I'm trying to do it the best way possible.
There's been a really big story this week. I'm sure you haven't missed it. It's been the opposition leader Bill Shorten in the Royal Commission. Bill Shorten has accused the government of playing the politics of smear over the Union's Royal Commission. What do you think of the Royal Commission?
Well, you know what, when it comes to the Royal Commission, this is what I think. The Royal Commission sent out an interim report to the PM and his cabinet members got to see that interim report before Christmas time. Now, I've asked for it to see that a copy of that report in confidence. This has been done before with the defence abuse, and we were able to see that. Now, I've now been waiting 5 weeks for the PM to give me an answer on that. The other thing is, what nobody's bringing up, is that there was a report, the Hatchkiss report, that was done in Victoria by the Liberal Party in crime, in organised crime on building sites and on building and construction sites, and organised crime connected with that. So the people need to realise that the Royal Commissioner asked the Liberal Party to hand over that report. The same Royal Commissioner Hayden asked him to hand over that report when Liberals were in power in Victoria. They said no. I've now gone back and asked Daniel Andrews to supply me with that report, or at least send that report to the Royal Commissioner. They've said no. So I think there's a bit of to and fro going on here on both sides. And I think both sides have plenty to hide. So I want to see both those reports. I don't care if they're redacted and people's names are taken out of them, but those reports need to be shown to the crossbenchers.
You've called out Barnaby Joyce for not appearing on Q&A. And I understand you've got an appearance on Q&A coming up in a couple of weeks. We've just heard that the Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will cancel his upcoming appearance on Monday on the program. The Prime Minister has written a letter insisting that Q&A be moved to the News and Current Affairs Division in the ABC rather than where it stands. What do you make of Malcolm Turnbull's decision and of this demand from the government that Q&A be moved to the News and Current Affairs Division?
First of all, I think the Prime Minister should go back to running the country instead of worrying about too much about the ABC. And secondly, I think Malcolm Turnbull should have stood tall and said, "I'm going on." I think that's the right thing to do. And secondly, I would like to see Barnaby on Q&A that week I'm on, because I would like to take him on and debate with him the issue of our food security.
Well, it looks like none of them are going to be turning up until the ABC moves Q&A to the News and Current Affairs Division. Do you think it needs to move?
No, I don't think it needs to move. I think it's fine where it is.
It's fine where it is?
You're not interested? No, I'm not interested. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on around the nation right now, and to focus on this is just a distraction from the bigger issues.
Last question before I let you go. It looks like the cross-party bill for same-sex marriage will come up when Parliament sits again. Have you rethought any of your ideas around gay marriage? I understand you've been lobbied pretty strongly.
Yeah, no, I have been lobbied pretty strongly. But I think, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is, and if once again, for the Prime Minister, this is a distraction. Now, the Prime Minister could do the big call here and say, you know what, there's an election coming up in the next 12 months. Let's take it to the ballot box on the same day that we vote at the next federal election, and we do a plebiscite, and we do that, do it on same-sex marriage, and we also do it on Indigenous recognition.
And you'd vote no?
Yeah, I would still not vote no for same-sex marriage.
Jackie Lambie, it's been great to talk to you.
Thanks very much for having me on.
And that's Independent Senator for Tasmania, Jackie Lambie.